fantastic.
It was amazing. It could have been used for the Olympics, you know, during
they
They could have.
Okay, we got to talk to Brian. Because we haven't... Well, we... You know Brian. This is the final debriefing of the Olympics, Nikki Hayes.
I know, it's sad. Amazing how fast time goes.
I'm glad that crate didn't, you know what.
I know. Thank God.
Olympic headquarters.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Did you just see that video?
Isn't that special?
It's an amazing
video.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, they played it on Hockey Night in Canada or some TV show at one point, and it was a game I happened to tape. And when I watched it, like, go down, it was like, you know, you kind of space things out at first, and it's like, hey, this is really well written song. This is really cool. Then boom, it was over. And, like, I tried to write the guy's name down, but never got it. Then it turns out it's on one of the games I have on tape, eh? So I'm starting to play the thing afterwards. I'm like, hey, that's that song I liked. Hey, this is really good.
Yeah,
and one
really
thing leads to another, and he's at a hockey game, and we're talking to him.
I know.
So, post-Olympics.
Yeah,
never been prouder to be a Canadian in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I was a kid, it would probably have been more special. But I'm a jaded adult, and, you know, these things mean less and less to me every day, Brian. But
You know, that's the power of remaining a kid. Because I'm still a kid, and it means the world to me.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm still a kid, too, but... You know, it's life wears on you.
And there's the happy host.
So, Brian, can you think of any other event that has brought the country together like that?
Not in my conscious lifetime, for sure, it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen with the Cup in 02, the Olympics in 02, because we weren't hosting. And it didn't happen, you know, the only other thing would maybe be, it certainly didn't happen in Calgary 88, where we never won a gold and lost hockey and everything else. And so the only, like, I understand Expo 67, the centennial, was supposed to, you know, might have been, but I was 5 years old or something.
See, Brian, I was there at 67.
And did you have the same feeling? Was it the same
excitement? I did. There was a tremendous feeling in 67.
Yeah. I think that's probably the only time that there was a real coast-to-coast event like this. And you know what I dug to was that, like, the Olympics really succeeded in that, like, when it was starting, people would say, before it started, they'd go, oh, I'm looking forward to the speed skating or the downhill or something. And I'm like, not me. I'm a one-sport guy. I'm just focused on the hockey. Forget the rest of it. And sure enough, over the course of the 2 weeks, I was just fascinated by snowboarding and the downhill and
that crazy
skating. You know, and it does exactly what it's supposed to do, which is, you know, turn everyone else on to the beauty and of all of these different sports.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I say, I go in and, like, you know, one-trick pony. I'm hockey and nothing. And, you know, a week into it, I'm, like, you know, biting my fingernails over the snow cross.
Yeah, and every single backstory was really interesting, too. And all the athletes admit that they never did it alone. You know, they have this whole community of people supporting them.
It was really a culmination, like it was a perfect storm of great events, including, like, for instance, that Canada was so humiliated last time, really, you know, made us not confident and really have to know what we got to do since we got blown out in the first round 4 years ago. Similarly, CBC did such a piss-poor job 4 years ago that... You know, when CTV got it, they went, you know, full bore and brought in other networks to utilize so that they could have simultaneous coverage of all these simultaneous events. And I just think they did a bang-up job with all the different, you know, events every day. You could find it on three or four or five different stations.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that, and the worldwide press we got out of it, the snooty Brits who have now actually been made fun of themselves for their attitude worldwide, you know, all the other nations, the press that we were getting on, you know, in the newspapers, in languages you and I don't even know exist, was phenomenal. And again, that's part of the point. And it's sport, and it's sort of benevolent sport. It's not, you know, I mean, it's not kickboxing, you know, and there's no fighting in hockey. It's just, it's the beauty of the athleticism of human endeavor, benevolent human endeavor. And so, and it goes all over the world.
Mm.
And so, and we just really put on a good show. And it's, it, that's almost a, not even praising it enough. It was an event. It was an epic, you know, mecca of good vibes and broadcasting the good vibes of Canada out to the world.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. And you mentioned that people, well, first of all, I was watching the fruit fly. I was watching the closing ceremonies, mm-hmm. and you mentioned too, I think, Brian, how fantastic the Russian national anthem was,
yeah.
when it was done by that choir.
Really?
And you know, it's a really stirring song. And
yeah.
they got so much history over there. But you were saying that the Canadian anthem was getting some...
Oh, yeah. The because the O Canada was played so many times, because like only the gold medal champions anthem is played at the end of each event, partly because it was played at the end of 14 major events at the Olympics, and also just that it was being sung in crowds and all over the place throughout the course of the 17 days, the song caught on in Europe, and I think the Far East as well. And people have been doing different versions of the song in German and England and France, and like there's one in Chinese, maybe? Something like that. Where they're doing the Canadian National Anthem in all different ways and kind of sometimes hip-hopping it up. And another guy from the East Coast here, that Classified, the rapper, I think he's from Nova Scotia,
yeah.
did that amazing O Canada. I think we played that one.
We did on one of the shows, and it's great, yeah.
So that was actually a precursor to this, but now because of the 17 days of broadcast all over the world, it's like, you know, O Canada was in heavy rotation on MTV, you know, and it caught on. And so that I just, one more beautiful way that we've been, you know, beamed out to the world, through song.
Okay, fantastic. You know, I had the thought, Brian, you know, they had the big contest to come up with the new Canadian cheer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then during the hockey game, I heard them going, "Go Canada, go! Go Canada, go!"
Which, a lot of thought.
Right? Which I thought, you know, that it wasn't quite working for me. You know,
it turned out the de facto effect of cheer just became Canada, Canada,
yeah.
just playing on all three syllables.
But you know, I thought that what they could do is they could just go like go Canada instead of O Canada.
Okay, well you should have sent
great.
That in.
Oh, I didn't think of it until now.
I love it. I love it, Hugh. I'm just penciling it in here.
Yep.
We'll make a hit song out of that puppy.
Yeah. Okay.
And also about like the parties and stuff. That it, one other just funny side note was, or there's a million of them, but one of them was there were these party threads on the hockey board, celebration threads, you know, and everybody at the start of them was sending in the just words they were texting in. Hey, I'm at on White Street in Edmonton, or you know, I'm at the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa, or on St. Catharines in Montreal, and then the text turns into still pictures that they start sending. Over their camera phones. Then a couple of pages later, it becomes video that they're shooting with their camera phones and uploading all of these different parties all across the country. And just one funny note in reading these, the comments, more because people were reading them from Europe and all over the world and commenting in like, "Hey, congratulations, you guys! It sounds like you're having a better party than we'd have," and things like that. And more commonly, people said, "I wish I was in Vancouver. I wish I was in Toronto at Dundas and Yonge." Then said they wish they were in Vancouver. The party in Toronto was so extraordinary and so, you know.
Yeah, well, you know why that is.
Why?
Because we'll never get the Olympics.
Well, yeah, Vancouver did, and God bless them.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Amazing how fast time goes. I remember when it was announced.
Yeah,
I know, and it's over now, and us poor addicts, you know, we're all going through like abject withdrawal.
Mm.
Like as soon as it was over, after 17 days of like every network having it on, suddenly you couldn't find a snow hill on TV.
And what are you doing at 3:00 in the afternoon now?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I've been pacing around like I'm lost.
Okay, Bri.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, you know, even Crosby, who scored the goal, the golden goal, not only does he do that, but he's the poet laureate of the country and soon to be prime minister. But he summed the whole thing up right afterwards. He says, it's like a dream.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that it's as simple as that, and that's what it's been.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it couldn't have been written by Shakespeare any better.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Bri, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, you guys. Well, keep your glow on.
We'll do our best.
Okay.
Okay, man.
See ya.
Okay, there he is, Brian Hassett. BrianHassett.com. Two S's, two T's. Well, we're going to move along here now, Nikki Hayes.